Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Israeli media are reporting that Benjamin Netanyahu has decided on the full occupation of Gaza. He's seeking approval from his security cabinet on that. Israel's cabinet could authorise that move as early as today. Well, we're joined now by Nabi Boulos, Middle East Bureau Chief with the LA Times. Good morning, Nabi.
Yes, hello. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks very much for coming on. What can you tell us about this apparent decision by Netanyahu and what he's seeking to do?
Well, this comes after the stalling of negotiations between Hamas and Israel right now over the delivery of the last hostages. Now, at the same time, this has been going on, you know, with some pretty intense efforts by the U.S. as well to broker a deal as well as Qatar and Egypt. And obviously, those efforts have come to naught because now we're hearing talk of this intention to occupy the entire strip. Now, it should be said, the Israeli military, reportedly is against such a move because obviously it would be very difficult to do so. But it should also be noted that the Israeli military right now controls about 75% of the strip. So we're talking about the last quarter, which ostensibly includes areas where the military has refused to operate because of hostages being present, according to their intelligence.
So what do we know about, as you say, the presence of the Israeli hostages? There are about 20 who are believed to be still alive and being held. Have they been factored into this operation? Is anything coming out of the military in terms of concerns about their welfare, whatever about the potential impact of civilian casualties in pursuing them?
Well, as you can imagine, the families of the hostages are, of course, quite worried about the notion of this expanded military operation, especially in areas where they are supposed to be present. And at the same time, it's been said, and of course, Palestinian officials are very much against this notion of expanding because we're talking about, I guess, the few areas of Gaza that have not been completely affected by war. With that being said, I believe now most of Gaza's 2.2 million people are already living in makeshift areas. So in terms of civilian casualties, we can expect this to also increase, I guess, quite exponentially in terms of this attack and this offensive.
Have there been any objections raised within Israel to this plan, and from what quarters, if so?
Well, again, hostage families are against any notion of expanding the military campaign. And indeed, they've been consistent in this demand that negotiations are the only way to do this. Now, at the same time, American negotiators, specifically Witkoff, now has been saying that there is no more space for these piecemeal deals and that they are trying to go for an all or nothing deal that involves the release of all 20 alive hostages. Well, need all the hostages, alive or dead. At the same time, this has been attempted in the past and it's failed. And it's unclear now as to what new input has come in that would change this point of view for both Hamas and Israel.
The most successful deal to secure the release of hostages, I think, was back in November 2023, when there was a longer ceasefire. And since then, as you say, the attempts to militarily rescue hostages haven't worked out. So why has this been attempted again? What's the rationale that's been given for it?
The fact is that right now Hamas is unwilling to go for a deal that doesn't involve a full end to the war, and Israel is unwilling to commit to this notion of a permanent ceasefire. So we're basically at an impasse right now, and this has been really the case for months. All the various iterations of negotiations we've been hearing about for the last year now, in fact, have all been stuck at this particular point, right? This notion as to whether a negotiation will lead to the end of the war or not. Israel insists that that will not be the case, whereas Hamas insists that it needs that to be the case. And that's where we are. So Israel has basically had to take this step. Now, it should also be said that in the case of Netanyahu, oftentimes people say that this is a function of him trying to prolong the war so as to save his political future. And that may be so. But at the same time, we are talking about negotiations that have really floundered over the last months.
And we've heard from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. They described a deepening starvation crisis, saying conditions were dire. If the distribution of aid is dependent, the effective distribution is dependent on some kind of a ceasefire and there being safe zones, what would a full military occupation with increased military activity do to civilians who are already struggling to survive?
Well, it should be said that already Israel's actions have basically prevented the effective distribution of aid in the Gaza Strip, right? I mean, this reliance on the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, and I put the name between quotes, right, has already caused so many issues because of this focusing of aid distribution in 3 or 4 points as opposed to the 400 that UN and partner agencies used to operate before all this. So we already are seeing trouble right now happening from Israel's method of distributing what little aid it is allowing in. Of course, with an added, or I should say an expanded military campaign, that would only get worse. But it is merely adding to what is already a very, very dire situation.
Is there any evidence of international pressure being brought to bear in response to this, these reports of full occupation, or do we have any clue from what's been said previously as to what pressure might be applied if this did proceed?
The fact of the matter is the pressure, and we've been hearing about pressure from various quarters on Israel for the last, well, really 21 months, and it has proven to be not so effective, I must say. It should also be said that in terms of pressure, really the only effective, perhaps, pressure point would be from the U.S. It would be hard to imagine that European countries would be able to exert any real pressure on Israel at this point, whether that's with the threat of sanctions or otherwise. And at the same time, the U.S. is the one that really holds the coffers and holds the strategy in play. So really, they're the ones who have to do something.
All right. You mentioned there earlier the considerations at play, the political considerations of Benjamin Netanyahu, that he's making moves like this in order to appease the religious settler elements within his government and the right wing of his own party. The reports emerging of Benjamin Netanyahu, the protests being held against him, the latest demonstration held in support of Israel's attorney general after the country's government unanimously voted to dismiss her, who is also the chief prosecutor in his ongoing corruption case. What can you tell us about that, and has that at all galvanized protests on the street?
Well, this is effectively of a piece of a longer strategy by Netanyahu, which has all been about basically delaying the course of justice in his corruption trial, right? And this has been the case for months now, according to commentators. And you could argue that most of the moves we've seen in terms of prolonging the war in Gaza, in terms of launching the war in Iran and launching the war in Lebanon, all have been part of that same idea. At the same time, it should also be said that Netanyahu is not alone in wanting to perhaps have a final solution, and again I hesitate to use that formulation for its obvious connotations, but perhaps an idea here is that they do want a solution that is lasting for Gaza. And right now, the way they see it, at least among the military establishment or some elements of the military establishment and the government, is to go for a full occupation. Now, it would be wrong to blame this entirely on Netanyahu. I think this is a more general view among people in the security establishment and political establishment. At the same time, of course, he is using it to prolong his ability to remain free and not have to deal with the charges against him.
Okay, Nabi Boulos, Middle East Bureau Chief with the LA Times. Thanks for joining us on the line. Now, coming up, the mystery of black holes explained.